In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So be selfish for a moment and say, Happy Mother's Day, Mom. No, of course. Well, let's be selfless Christians. Happy Mother's Day to everyone on this day. So our gospel reading for today is one of the most beautiful passages from our New Testament. And it contains several classic sayings that have been immortalized in our tradition. I am the way and the truth and the life. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. Or in the King James Version, many mansions, which for many sounds a little better. I go to prepare a place for you. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. Now these words are spoken by Jesus to his disciples on the eve of his execution. And Jesus says these things to his disciples because their hearts are troubled. Troubled because in a matter of hours, Jesus will no longer be with them. So Jesus comforts them with these words. And what Jesus is saying to his disciples is that he is not abandoning them, that he will always be with them. And as he departs this world, he leaves behind a path for them to follow, a path that leads to his Father's house where they will be reunited. And as he waits, Jesus prepares a room for them to welcome them on the day that they are reunited. A rather beautiful and comforting picture. Now, there are so many things that we can learn from this passage, so many images upon which we can pray and meditate. And when preparing a sermon, it is always interesting to see where the Spirit leads you. So as I was preparing this week, something Father John David said to me the week before kept reverberating in my mind. So all week, every day, this thing was on my mind, and this is what he said. Ooh, you're preaching on Mother's Day. So again, ooh, you're preaching on Mother's Day. Ooh, you're preaching on Mother's Day. It just stayed with me every day this week. And so I kind of resigned myself to the idea that maybe the Spirit is speaking through John David, which does happen often, to me to kind of put me on the right path, that maybe I'm supposed to say something about motherhood in this sermon. But here's the issue. When you look at today's gospel reading, there is, at least at face value, a lack of anything maternal. As a matter of fact, the language in John 14 is overwhelmingly paternal. No one comes to the Father except through me. Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? As we Christians are fully aware, Jesus does use masculine language when referring to the divine. And this language saturates our liturgy, our theology, and our prayer life. But here is a question that I think is worth considering. If God is our Father, then who is our mother? Now, we as Anglo-Catholic Episcopalians, we're fortunate because our Anglican tradition addresses this very question. And our spiritual ancestors have provided us with some interesting commentary. So as Christians, who is our mother? Well, for one, our tradition teaches us that the Church is our mother. For just as our earthly mother nurtures and raises us for adult life, the Church nurtures and raises us for eternal life. As St. Peter says in our epistle this morning, we Christians are like infants who long for pure spiritual milk so that we may grow into salvation. And the Church is what provides that spiritual milk through the Word, through the sacraments, and through our community as we build each other up in preparation for Christ's return. Who else is our mother? Well, Mary is our mother. And this is something that we have inherited from our medieval Roman Catholic heritage. You see, for our Roman Catholic cousins, when Jesus is on the cross and he turns to the beloved disciple and he says, "Behold your mother," they believe that the beloved disciple is a metaphor for all of us. So as Jesus is dying on the cross, he gifts his mother to us. And as her children, Mary expresses her unconditional love by praying for us and advocating for us in her intercessions. And who else is our mother? We're Christians, so the holy number three, so here we go. Jesus is our mother. In the medieval church, there is this interesting body of mystical literature that refers to Jesus as our mother. The 12th century Archbishop of Canterbury, St. Anselm, writes, "Jesus, you are gentle with us as a mother with her children. You comfort us in sorrow and bind up our wounds. In sickness you nurse us, and with pure milk you feed us," referring to the sacrament of the Eucharist. And St. Anselm further writes, "Jesus, by your dying, we are born to new life. By your anguish and your labor, we come forth in joy." So you see, St. Anselm compares Jesus' agony on the cross with the painful pangs that a mother experiences in childbirth. But whereas our earthly mother delivers us to mortal life, Jesus births us for immortal life. And the 14th century English mystic Julian of Norwich shares this sentiment. She writes, "Our mothers bear us for pain and for death. Our true mother, Jesus, bears us for joy and endless life." The fact that certain figures in our tradition have used this maternal language to refer to the divine, I think it reveals something about our Christian nature. That we as the church are a family, a spiritual family. And as a spiritual family, we long for a spiritual mother. A mother who apparently manifests herself in many different ways. Our mother is the church. Our mother is Mary. Our mother is Christ. Now, for some, to say that Christ is our mother might be a stretch. But I would argue that even in paternal passages like John 14, there are traces of Jesus' maternal nature. For when I think of the ideal of a mother, a few things come to mind. A mother nurtures us and raises us for adulthood. And what is Jesus? Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. Jesus is the path to spiritual maturity. Through his teachings, his signs, his sacraments, Jesus raises us for eternal life. When I think of a mother, I think of unconditional love, a love that never abandons. And Jesus will never abandon us. For as he tells his disciples in John 14, "I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live." And lastly, when I think of a mother, I cannot help but to think of home. A place of refuge where I am always welcome. And in this sense, is Jesus not our spiritual mother? He goes ahead of us. He prepares a room for us or a mansion for us. He is preparing for us a home, our true home. where we will be with Jesus and our spiritual family forever. Amen.